Rampant crime in San Antonio. Are you hoping that San Antonio goes soft on crime? Well, you are going to see it happen if this charter amendment passes and if Ron Nirenberg is reelected mayor of San Antonio. Now, I'll just make it perfectly clear to you. Ron Nirenberg is doing this and supporting this because the people who are behind it, he knows that they will block walk for him for his reelection effort. A few years ago, he was almost beat by Greg Brockhaus until he went to the folks over at Texas Organizing Project and had them go block walk for him, and then he owed them a huge political favor. And the same thing is happening here. He's working this to get these people out there. That's nothing new. Politicians do that. Politicians sell their soul, sell their mother, you know, everything that they could sell to get into power. And they have a bloodthirst for power. That's what these typical Ron Nirenberg style politicians do. But what he's doing now for his own political purposes is putting children and moms and dads and police at risk in this town for rampant crime. By going soft on crime, this is what you get. You get a 19-year-old career criminal over in Orlando, Florida, who kills somebody earlier in the day and then returns to the scene later on in the day and kills news reporters. That's what you get when you go soft on crime. When you go soft on crime, you get more crime. New York City. They went soft on crime up there. And now their crime, including violent crime, has skyrocketed by tens of thousands of cases. There's not a week and almost a day that doesn't go by that you see video out of New York City of violent crime happening there. Random acts of violent crime. People being shot for no reason. People being hit in the head with baseball bats for no reason. People being pushed onto the subway tracks for no reason. None at all. You've got that going on in New York. And something else they have going on in New York that this soft-on-crime policy has brought them, and it will come here. Smash-and-grab robberies are out-and-out robberies at stores because the criminals know, number one, there's not enough police officers to deal with all of them. They do it strength in numbers. And number two, the DAs will not prosecute them. George Soros has strategically placed DAs throughout this country, including Bexar County, including Travis County in Austin, has strategically placed these DAs around so that they'll go soft on crime, and that's what you have. And you see the results, and those results will come here. I call San Antonio San Frantonio. The chaos and the crime and the lawlessness in San Francisco is coming here. The chaos, the lawlessness, the crime that's in Austin, Texas is coming here. If this charter amendment passes that goes soft on crime, and if Ron Nirenberg is reelected, because he's behind it, he supports this. Not to mention it, Rosie Castro, who hates the Alamo and says this is stolen land, this is not really our land, this is Mexico. They're going to put her in on District 7 after Anna Sandoval quit last week. In New York, business owners had to put together the 34th Street Partnership. It's a trade group serving the neighborhood that includes Macy's Herald Square, Penn Station, Madison Square Garden. CVS stores are involved. A lot of stores, several stores are involved in this. Kevin Ward is the vice president for security for the 34th Street Partnership, and he talks about how crime is rampant now in their stores, that people are walking in and shoplifting like crazy. So what have they done now? Well, in order to catch the shoplifters, because, hey, they don't prosecute anything for less than a grand, we're going $750 here, we won't prosecute you. If you walk into a store and you steal something, as long as it's less than $750, that's okay. The police cannot arrest you. Your mayor's for that. He's for it. What business owner would support a mayor that supports that? What mom or dad would support a mayor that says, hey, it's okay to go soft on crime? And you get these guys in a revolving door, in and out of the system, in and out of the system, in and out of the system. And all it's meant to do, he is fulfilling his promise of defunding the police. You don't defund the police. What you do is you demoralize the police. And when you demoralize the police by taking away their arresting capabilities, by any time they do arrest somebody, they take them to a George Soros DA who lets them right back out on the street, and they arrest the same guy an hour later for doing the same thing or worse. It's happening right here in San Antonio, folks. And it goes on and on and on. You demoralize the police, so nobody wants to be a cop anymore. You don't have to defund them. You just demoralize them to the point nobody wants to do this anymore. Why would you? Why would you put your life and your family at risk for nada? And that's what's happening here. And this mayor is all up in it, baby. This mayor is all up in it. He's the one who went to the BLM rally and raised his fist and made everybody else, with the exception of Clayton Perry, raise their fist. I'm with you. I'm in solidarity. Defund the police. Pharaoh works for me. My GD city. And look what you're getting. You're getting crime everywhere. So in New York, what they did was they got these store owners together, shop owners together, and they're the big stores. And they have hired their own security because there's not enough cops. And you know what they got? They got dogs. They got canine units that walk around inside the store. Now imagine that. Imagine in the U.S. of A., you're shopping and they've got dogs, canine units, walking around to sniff to see if you're stealing something, but they've had to go to that. Is that the kind of country you want to live in? Let me be more specific. Is that the kind of city you want to live in? Do you want to live in a city where stores have to hire you, as a business owner, you have to hire a guy with a canine unit to come in and make sure that people are not stealing from you? Is that what you want? Because that's what you're going to get with another section of Ron Nirenberg and this charter. That's what you're going to get. And imagine if you're a shop owner and you're barely getting by, and Macy's can afford to hire dogs. But imagine if you're a shop owner barely getting by, a mom and pop shop, and you can't afford it. You're the one who's going to suffer the most because you can't afford that. There's no way you can afford to have dogs running through your store sniffing people to see if they're stealing less than $750 from you. So what do you do? You go up on your prices, and then the next thing you know, Walmart and Macy's and all the others that can afford the dogs, they're undercutting you by a ton because you had to raise your prices. Now you're out of business. Now you're out of business. Folks, wake up, San Antonio. They're trying to bring crime and chaos, the cancer of chaos, to San Antonio. And in May, we're going to have an election, and 87% of registered voters in San Antonio staying home, as they've been doing consistently, ain't going to cut it, baby. Ron's got to go. This charter amendment has got to be defeated. It's soft on crime. And what you saw last night in Orlando with the TV reporter, what we're waking up to with a 9-year-old dead in Orlando with a career violent criminal is not far off from San Antonio when you go soft on crime. Back in a minute, Trey Ware, KTSA.
Stop dealing with constant tooth pain and stop